Heroin, especially when laced with a strong painkiller, fentanyl, is killing men and women every day across Massachusetts. But a close look at what people took before they overdosed and died reveals an even larger problem. So-called heroin combos or cocktails. Data provided to WBUR by the state medical examiner shows that last year the vast majority of deaths by overdose were the result of using heroin in combination with cocaine, anti-anxiety medications, or alcohol. Combining drug use is certainly nothing new, but as an increasing cause of death, it is a growing concern for doctors and patients. WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins our story on this today on the Brick Plaza, right next to Chelsea City Hall.
Where have you been? In the hospital.
A half dozen faces turn towards a bald, still youthful man in gray sweats who bounds into the square.
What? OD.
Anthony, whose last name we've agreed not to use, has just come from the hospital. He overdosed the night before on a particularly strong bag of heroin, laced with fentanyl, the dealer said, or something like it.
He told me how strong it was, but everybody says that just to sell their dope.
Anthony says he's overdosed 12 times, mostly after taking heroin in combination with pills.
The potency now is so inconsistent, you don't know. So you'll eat a bunch of Klonopins, then do a shot of heroin, and then you're dead.
When a drug combo or cocktail doesn't kill you, says Anthony, it's worth the extra $2 or so per pill.
It intensifies the heroin high, and it keeps you higher longer.
Oh, no combos for me. I've seen a lot of my friends die.
Some longtime heroin users, like this man, who's eating breakfast in McDonald's and doesn't want to give his last name, say they've learned from experience. Heroin, in combination with alcohol or a benzodiazepine, such as Xanax or Valium, jacks up the danger.
When I mix it with booze, that's a bad combination for benzos. You know what I mean? You can end up off the bridge.
But on the street, there's a hot market for lots of different prescription medications.
Promethazine, gabapentin, clonidine.
A woman who only wants to give her first name, Nicole, lists an antihistamine, a medication to control seizures, and one that lowers blood pressure, slowing the heart rate.
So you think, like, oh, it's not a narcotic, it's going to be okay. Like, but little do you know that they all take a toll on your heart and on your breathing.
Nicole says some heroin users pill shop, knowing which symptoms to mention so their doctor will prescribe something for anxiety or depression. Nicole says many other patients addicted to heroin have a legitimate need for these prescriptions and still get in trouble.
You trust your doctor, so you think that, oh, my doctor's given this to me, so it's fine. Nothing's going to happen to me. Like, I'm prescribed to take it, but people abuse it. And I think that the cocktail's a more common thing than heroin is now. Or most people that take heroin take the cocktail as well.
Treating patients addicted to heroin is difficult, say some doctors, because when patients try to stop, they may become more anxious, depressed, or have trouble sleeping.
But we have to be careful that we're not just treating the side effects of the opioids themselves.
Dr. Kavita Babu is a toxicologist and associate professor of emergency medicine at UMass Medical School. She says doctors are aware, for example, that prescribing benzodiazepines for someone who is on methadone can be dangerous because both slow breathing.
But sometimes managing patient expectations about how their pain or their anxiety should be treated, sometimes our clinical knowledge falls apart at the bedside.
The state has a database where doctors are supposed to post patient prescriptions and then check to see what patients are already taking. But many say it's hard to use and not reliable. Public Health Commissioner Monica Burrell says changes to that system are in the works.
As we work on improving the prescription monitoring system, it'll allow prescribers to even more easily access this information and use it in their clinical judgment to help decrease these mixed cocktail deaths.
Doctors say it is helpful to have information about the broad range of anxiety medication, cocaine, fentanyl, and alcohol that was present along with heroin in overdose deaths last year.
It's a big problem that we haven't yet. We've just been scratching the surface on it.
Dr. Jim O'Connell says he needs more real-time information. Right now, he asks patients which pills are the hot sellers on the streets. That's a clue, he says, about what patients are taking in combination with heroin and which pills he should avoid prescribing.
We as doctors don't really have a good sense of what we should be prescribing, what we shouldn't. It's really the combination of other drugs that is going to be the battle down the line.
Many addiction specialists say we must also pay more attention to the pain that's at the root of addiction. We're back in Chelsea on a park bench with Anthony, who has overdosed a dozen times.
There's times where I really do want to die.
When I ask Anthony why, his face crumbles into silent sobs.
The more I do, the more guilt I feel, and the more I want to kill myself. Because I can't deal with the guilt and the pain and the shame.
Anthony clutches his hospital discharge notes in one hand. They say he's to call his doctor and psychiatrist and schedule follow-up appointments after this last overdose. But he doesn't have a phone. He borrows mine, gets the answering service, and doesn't leave a number. One more crack in a system that is struggling to understand and fight this raging heroin epidemic. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.